You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
My guests today are two successful businesswomen, Ljubenka Milunović and Diana Mulhern, who have just launched a new fashion label, Sestre. Diana, could you please tell me about the Sestre label?
Sestre, the label, is about a sisterhood for women who feel like they've been left out of fashion because of their size. So we wanted to invite women into our world as sisters so we can support them and help them to dress the way they want to dress and to feel important in fashion because, as you know, most fashion stops at size 14. Well, we start at size 14 and we create fashionable, modern clothing that people can be proud of instead of just big clothes to cover the body.
So the two of you, otherwise from different professional backgrounds, have started this new fashion brand for plus-size women. What are your profession backgrounds otherwise?
So my background in fashion is with luxury brands, PR and advertising, and then I became a fashion writer when I had my son because I didn't want to travel for work anymore. And from writing, I started to consult to brands and get involved in the design process. I did a master in design at RMIT, and then that is what informs the way I design for Sestre.
And I, Ljubenka, I have been an international curve or plus model for over 25 years. So I am very familiar with the customer, with the curvy woman out there. And we would like, as Sestre, to bring something new and innovative and fresh to the marketplace, focusing primarily on corporate women and the corporate world.
We're interested in the corporate woman because we feel like we can help her most. There are a lot of casual brands for the plus size market, but we are looking to help our Sestre do better at work, to get those job opportunities and not feel like she's missing out because she doesn't look the part. We're looking to help our Sestre to feel like she can ask for that promotion and represent the company in a way that her smaller sisters can do.
How did you find each other? How did you two start your journey together?
Well, we met 5 years ago. Our children went to the same public school. And when we realised after a little period of time that we were both Diana and Ljubenka with a J in our name, we straight away knew that we were sisters.
It was sisters at first sight.
It was, exactly, it was. So, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, to find someone who can say Ljubenka,
yes,
and someone who can say Diana properly, you know automatically there is a cultural background that will tie you together, an upbringing that is similar, an understanding about how the world works or how you view the world. So from that point, we became firm, fast friends. The label Sestre came about because Ljubenka was on a job and she was really looking for a more upmarket style of clothing. And she rang me and said, come on, you've got to do something. Help me, you know, dress a certain way. I can't find the clothes that I want. And initially I resisted, but after a long process that involved another friend of ours, we came together and decided that we had the same vision. Ljubenka came from that experience of how a woman wants to feel and what she's dealing with. I came from the design experience. So we both had the same vision, but from a different direction. And so, you know, we feel like we contribute something important from both sides, but even
in
more...
In a different way. But together it works beautifully. And we have a real genuine connection as two women, as friends, as sisters, if you will, but also as business partners. We really bring something special.
Yeah. There's always a smile. There's always a shared passion. And the focus is always on how our customer feels.
Many would say that it's sexist to ask the question I'm about to ask you, but knowing what you do and that you have families and do lots of traveling, I'm curious to know, how do you manage? Is it difficult to juggle daily commitments?
In my situation, I have a very supportive husband and mother that helps out. It takes a village, as they say, to raise a family and children and traveling and trying to start up a new and wonderful business. It is busy. It's very busy, but I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. We're very passionate about our vision and about the help that we can give women out there in the world to have better choices and more choices, that they have the freedom to not only look fabulous and great, but to carry that confidence through in their clothes to the world.
And our roles are very different. I'm sort of tied to the studio creating and crafting and working with fabrics. Yubanka is more sales and marketing, so a lot of her work can be done on the computer. So while she is travelling, she can still do the work via the internet, whereas for me, it's more important to be here. So I did give up a lot of my work to start Sestre. I also have a son and a husband who's also very supportive, incredibly supportive. But it's really just our different roles have allowed us to work at to this level so far. And of course, one day will come where we both have to completely commit to just doing Sestre. But at the moment, we're in a launch phase. We're getting incredible attention and such great positivity from people. And we're just letting it grow organically. And we're doing what we can while we can.
As a fashion brand, Sestre are new to the market. You aim at a very specific customer group. Could you tell me more about what are the challenges in making fashionable clothes for plus-size corporate women?
Yes, and we are a startup. We've just started this year.
It's our first officially, collection.
Our first collection. And we want to go directly to our consumer. So we sell our clothes on the Sestre website.
Yeah.
So we can feel connected to her. And if she has questions or she wants certain things tailored or made a different way, we also offer a bespoke service to our clothes and our collection as well.
Because with plus size, a lot of it is not even just the number. It's all the many different shapes that come within that number. So if you're a size 18, there's three or four different ways that you could be an 18. My sample size is size 16. I try it on Lubanka. I try it on my friend Elise. And I try it on my mother because they are all size 16 with completely different body shapes. If it doesn't look beautiful on all three of them, I don't make it.
And what are the first responses from your customers? Are you satisfied with the initial results and feedback?
We have had so far an incredible amount of support and feedback and positivity. We have had women buy our beautiful clothes online. They haven't seen or touched the fabric or the clothes, and we have had no returns.
So they see it online, but also we've had a lot of press support. It's been very, very helpful when you have fashion writers who are respected in their fields saying that Sestre is an incredible new brand in the marketplace for plus-size women. Women listen.
They take notice because they're respected and they're respecting our product and our vision and our mission and what we're trying to do and achieve here.
And I think you can tell from our histories too that we're not new to fashion. We just created a new label. So we bring with us, each of us bring a whole history of fashion that we can apply to what we're doing. So I think that gains a lot of trust from women. But they're finding us through word of mouth. They're finding us through the website, through media, but also they're finding us through personal stylists. There's been a big boom in people hiring personal stylists, especially corporate women who don't have time to shop. So these personal stylists have been incredibly supportive as well.
The name of the label, Sestre, might be a bit tricky for the Australian customers to pronounce. How do you pronounce the name of the label and do your customers know how to pronounce it?
We say Sestre. A lot of people ask us how to say it on our Instagram site. We actually spelt it out for them.
Phonetically.
This is how you say Sestre. And we do tell them that it is Croatian or Croatian-Serbian for
sisters.
For sisters. Mm. We tell them that it's a Slavic word for sisters so that they understand the heritage behind the brand. And most people really love it. They find it very exotic. They try to say it, but a lot of times we get Sestre.
You mentioned the influence of your Croatian and Serbian heritage on your brand name. Has your heritage otherwise played any other role in your creative process in what you do?
We have named our pieces after women that we love, that are our family members. So today I am wearing the Dana skirt, which is my mother's name. Mm-hmm. My darling business partner here, her mother's name is Carter. So we have the Carter coat, the Carter jacket, and the Carter skirt. We have a beautiful dress called the Theatre dress, which is in honour of my late aunt who passed away last year. She was a seamstress and she loved to sew. So that was the first piece that we named. We have a top that's called the Lido top after my sister Lydia. So we're keeping it close and intimate and personal with the strong, amazing, beautiful, talented women in our lives. We're going to continue that pattern and that, you know.
They're inspired by people we know.
That's right.
And so far as our heritage in our business, I think we bring to it a work ethic that comes from our cultural background. And I think that's what binds us as well. We both have a very similar work ethic.
We do.
And a very similar view to how to run a business. Mm. And I think it's from our parents.
To the point.
Honest.
Honest, true.
Kind. And that's our parents.
That's our parents. Mm.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.